Mishnah Zayin, Kol Maisi Makpurim, any part of the service of Yom Kippur, Ha'omer Al HaSeder, which is said according to the order, meaning the order which the Mishnah has gone through over the last few parakim. The Mishnah has described the exact sequence of things which need to be done, and Hikdim Maisi L'Chaveiroi. If the Kohen Gadol did one of the things, one of the services before another one, when he wasn't supposed to, Le'osa Klum, he hasn't done anything, if that service is not done in the right place, he does it too early, it is considered an invalid service. So he would need to go back to where he was really up to, and then when he reaches this service again, he needs to do it again. Now the truth is, the Gemara explains this doesn't apply to every single service done on Yom Kippur. It only applies to that which is done whilst the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Bigdei Lavan, the special garments which are designated specifically for Yom Kippur, which don't contain any gold. And even then there is a discussion as to whether this applies to all of those services, perhaps only the ones which were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Be as it may, it certainly applies to many of the services, and if he did it in the wrong order, then it is not considered valid. Hikdim dam hasar ledam apar. If he first threw the blood and sprinkled the blood of the goat before the blood of the bull, either in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or on the Pareches, we learned that he has to first sprinkle the blood of the bull. So if he did it in the wrong order, then again, it is invalid. So after he sprinkles the blood of the bull, that's really considered the first thing he did valid. Because when he first sprinkled the blood of the goat, it was invalid. So once he had sprinkled the blood of the bull, he should go back and throw the blood of the goat with his finger after having thrown the blood of the bull, so that is considered to be done in the right order, the bull's blood and then the goat's blood. Continues the Mishnah, if before finishing the applications of blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so when he was sprinkling it once upwards and seven times downwards, as we saw in great length early on in the Perek, so if in the middle of that, Nishpach Adom, the blood spilled. Says the Mishnah, Yovi Dam Acher, he needs to bring other blood, meaning he needs to go and slaughter another animal, and get the blood from that animal. And as well as that, any services which were done from that point onwards, which we learnt, for example, the bringing of the Keteres, after having slaughtered the bull, that also needs to be done again, because you're now going back to that stage, and it all needs to be done in order. And then he has to go back and start the sprinkling, start the throwing of the blood from the beginning inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'chein b'heichal. The same applies if the blood spilt in the heichal when he was throwing blood towards the pareches. However, over here it's different, as we'll learn the reason in a moment. But in this case, if the blood spills, all he needs to do is slaughter another animal and get more blood, and then go straight away to throwing the blood onto the pareches from the beginning of that set of throwing of the blood. He doesn't have to sprinkle the blood again in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he only needs to go back and do it on the Pareches. And the same applies if the blood spilt while he was sprinkling it onto the Mizbach HaZohav. So again, he brings another animal, slaughters it, gets its blood, and throws it again on the Mizbeach, but he does not need to go back and throw the blood on the Pareches or in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now why is that? Why does he not need to go back and start from the beginning and do it in order? Shekulon kapor b'fnei atzman, because they are all considered different parts of the atonement of Yom Kippur in and of themselves. So after having completed the throwing of the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that in itself is considered a completed part of the atonement. And similarly, after throwing it on the Pareches. So once you've finished that, that's considered that you've finished that part of the atonement, and all you need to do after that is go on to the next stage of throwing it onto the Mizbech HaZohav, etc. And now the Mishnah brings at the end another opinion, which argues on everything Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon Omrim. Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon say, in all of these cases, when Komsha Posak, from the place where he stopped, if let's say he had done half of the blood throwings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the blood spilt, what does he need to do? He needs to get more blood, to slaughter another bull or another goat, whatever it may be, and then go straight back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the exact throwing which he was up to, from there he continues. He doesn't need to start again from the beginning of the throwings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Wherever he was up to, he continues at that point. And that is considered to be an order, because the only reason why he slaughtered another animal was to get the blood. But it's not considered that you go back to that stage of where you slaughtered the animal. You continue exactly where you were once you have obtained that blood according to Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon.